Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Moms everywhere are in a tizzy over Olivia Culpo's hospital bag. What is in my hospital bag? Now, if you don't know who Olivia Culpo is, she's a former Miss Universe. She's also wife to San Francisco 49ers player Christian McCaffrey. And of course, a huge social media influencer because she's beautiful. And she and Christian McCaffrey were expecting or are expecting their first child together this summer. And so in preparation for it, Olivia decided to do a what is in my hospital bag to let other new or upcoming expecting moms know what to prepare, what they should pack in their hospital bag. And the moms who have been through it before think what she packed is absolutely ridiculous.
Barefoot Dreams blanket because they're obviously the most comfortable. Your fluffy comforters, twin size for Christian and I. It's compact into nothing. Two sleep masks. I have one mini fan. I actually got another one right now. Can grip onto a lot more. Break time. Got this really cute light because I saw it on someone else's video. Aromatherapy. I know that this is something you'd have to be careful with once the baby actually arrives. I brought a picture of Oliver. My firstborn. This is the most ridiculous thing. These are flameless flickering candles. So those are my comfort items.
Okay, this surprises me because she said this is her second child.
No, her first child is her dog, Oliver.
Oh, okay.
So she has a framed photo of her dog, Oliver, that she decided to bring.
Okay, because as a first-time parent, I could see overloading with all of this stuff because you just don't know what to expect. So maybe that was it? Or is she just, is this, again, this elitist kind of thing?
No, I mean, I was listening to everything because, like, all right, so this is... When you are giving birth, I hate to break it to you guys, it's kind of a big deal. So for you to make the room as comfortable and comforting, like if you want some like candles, some battery candles that flicker just to kind of like give you the right mood or whatever, I am not mad at that. Whatever you need to do to make that room as calm and serene as possible while you push a human out your hoo-ha, girl, you do your thing. And listening to all the other stuff, like aside from the comforters, but depending on what kind of hospital room they have, if they are like in like a, he's a NFL player and she's, you know, she's a celebrity in her own right. So maybe they have places where they sleep and they can use those. I have no issue with anything she had in that bag.
Yeah, I don't get what the issue is. I mean, sure, I brought a diffuser with essential oils to make the room smell nice and it was fantastic. And the nurses liked it or they lied to me and told me they liked it. But like, I get if it's not for you, but as long as nothing she's bringing is going to disturb other people, then like, let the woman live.
I don't think we had that at all. I think water breaks, panic ensues, you get to the hospital for us.
Oh yeah, no, the bag, having the preparation of the bag and the bag, the like the to-go bag, ready to go.
Yeah.
That's a thing for sure.
We also had two preemies, so yay. We weren't really, didn't have the time to plan.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I felt kind of the same way. I was like, I'm not a mom, but the way that people are talking about her reacting to this hospital bag just feels a little bit like overkill. Mm-hmm. Maybe the flameless flickering candles, you can make an argument that that's a little extra, but like, I don't know. I've never given birth. Maybe I would want some candles in there.
You definitely have to have given birth to have an opinion on what you should have in your bag.
Yeah. As far as I know, I'm like, she did. Great. That's whatever she packed.
Nailed it.
Great idea, mama. Okay, when I saw this article this morning, I thought this was so fascinating because star of Botched and also husband to Real Housewife Heather Dubrow, Terry Dubrow, is opening up about how he's responding to when his kids want plastic surgery. So if you've never seen the show Botched, he's basically a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon that helps women or men who have gotten really bad plastic surgery, and he kind of fixes them up and makes it, less botched. And so when he was asked about how he and Heather are handling their kids when they want cosmetic procedures, he says that his first answer is no. And then he makes them talk about it, and he tries to get to the root of the why they want these different plastic surgeries, which I thought, okay, that's very mature. And so I'm reading this article, and it says, okay, their daughter wants lip filler, and he's trying to get to the bottom of the why. But then he says something interesting. He said, well, if they had a really bad nose, it's something we could talk about, but anything else, like, we need to really get to the bottom of. So I'm like, oh, so if you think your kid is busted, it's fine to get a nose job, but lip filler, like, that's too far out there.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
It was a huge night for people with no lives. A huge day for the unemployed, if you will, because last night was the season finale of Love Island USA. If you are...
Let me guess, in a shocking plot twist, all of them fell in love with each other.
That would be the plot twist this season, because people were calling it Situationship Island or Friendship Island, because a lot of people felt like the love was lacking this year on Love Island compared to other seasons.
No one likes each other.
That's not true. Nick and Alandria are soulmates.
It's like kind of one-sided for the couples that like maybe like each other. It's just there's no balanced couple. And if this was UK, they would have already have written vows. They would already be summering in Marbella for their beautiful honeymoon together. But this season, it seems like social media has shipped Islanders and the Islanders are just running with it.
Is it possible... I'm just throwing out this theory that there are some reality TV shows that play more on the possibility of love happening on this show than Love Island. Like, there's still some hope that on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they're really going to fall in love with each other. This one just feels like pure soup for drama.
Flag on the play, because I brought this up to Rebecca last night because we watched the finale while we were live streaming on the Burt Show Instagram. I was like, isn't it crazy that there have been more successful marriages out of Love Island than The Bachelor?
Is that right?
Because you would expect a show like The Bachelor, which really harps on romance and finding these eligible bachelors throughout the country. You would think that that is where romance and marriage would thrive. And there are successful couples that have come out of like Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. But Love Island, I feel like by far has had way more successful couples.
Really?
Love Island is a marriage machine, like for sure. Babies, marriages, long-time relationships. There's this like list of Love Island UK couples, who's still together, who has a baby, who's married, that I revisit all the time because I'm a stalker and I want to see where everybody is. But there are so many couples that make it past the end of the show.
This is so interesting to me. Let's pick this apart for just 1 second. For those that aren't even like watching the show, so when we're talking about who wins and who loses, you're like, I don't even watch it. But why would this show, where it's just a bunch of hotties in bathing suits the entire time, be the one show? What are they doing differently on this show that The Bachelor and Bachelorette are not doing?
They're having a lot of coitus in front of each other.
Is it?
It is the raunchiest.
Is it physical?
It is so raunchy that I forgot how salacious the show is. When I turned it on, I was like, they're allowed to put this on the internet? Because they are participating in activities on camera, under the covers.
It's very spicy, but
Mo just got into it. He's like, how many episodes are there?
I'm shocked they actually showed it.
Oh, yeah. No, they actually showed a lot this season that I did not expect. They really went for it.
They're not hiding it at all.
So is the premise here, or are we supposed to deduce that if you're allowing the couples to be more physical on the reality TV shows, that they're going to end up in... I can't say healthy, but long-term relationships?
I don't know.
Theory?
I think, in my opinion, if I was going to write a thesis on it, I feel like the IQ points are lower on the show, and I just feel like dumber people are happier. So
honestly,
I think that's perfect, actually. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? They're just happy to be here. You're hot, I'm hot.
I love that
you have a degree from LinkedIn University.
I love that that's the opening line for your thesis. dumb people are just happier.
Cavemen. In this essay, I will.
Cavemen and cave women were falling in love with each other all the time. It has nothing to do with smarts. Okay.
Exactly. So last night, it all came to a head. 36 episodes finally came to a 2-hour finale where super hot baddie Ariana Maddox came out, lined up the 4 remaining couples, and told us who is the winner of Love Island.
the winners of Love Island USA 2025 are Amaya and Brian! Yay! Amaya and Brian.
Amaya and Papaya.
What does that mean to people that don't watch the show?
So Amaya was kind of a fan favorite because she was a little bit of an underdog. Some of the guys weren't treating her well. And then Brian, who is now her partner, had this really heroic moment while during a challenge, he stood up for her because they were saying she was too emotional. She was too clingy. She was calling people babe and my love after knowing them for like a day. And he stood up for her and said, no, like the, in our culture, in Latin culture, just very normal to be very affectionate. And then they got together. And I think people just really shipped them after that.
Amaya is the silly goose of Love Island. She was like the cinnamon roll of the villa, and she is now America's sweetheart. And if I think she was sitting next to us, we would find her very annoying. But on television, she's just very quirky and cute. So everyone rooted for her.
So now the subplot on this, I think you told us a couple of weeks ago, was there's $100,000 on the line. Either they can split it or one person can take it.
Exactly what we thought was going to happen because they give one of the people in the couple $100,000 and that person has the power in their hands to say whether or not they're going to split it. So of course it went to Brian, who everyone was kind of like, oh, we feel like if it went to Amaya, she's just such a cinnamon roll. Of course she's going to split it. It wouldn't be very much drama. And so when it went to Brian, we're like, oh my God, he's going to take the money and run, which of course he did not. Both of them were very emotional. And by both of them, I mean specifically just Amaya when she found out that she won.
It's just a message to everyone out there who's misunderstood. Nobody should ever be tamed, and that there's always someone out there for you who's going to love you for you and appreciate all of your craziness or whoever you are. Don't ever settle for nobody. Oh my God.
The great philosopher Amaya Papaya, of course, once again blessing our feeds with all of the wisdom and knowledge. So honestly, now we got to start taking bets on how long these people are going to last, because sometimes you can look at them and go, I feel like there's hope there. But then it's kind of like, were you just doing it so you could stay in the game?
Yeah. 1.5 months tops.
Really?
That's what I'm giving you.
I feel like out of all the couples that were left, I do feel like Amaya Papaya and Brian do have a really good shot at lasting at least 6 months. We'll see how everyone else lasts.
A whole 6 months, wow. Huh?
One couple already broke up during the finale, which was the best. Was the best part of the finale. It was this couple named Chris and Huda, and Huda has been like Hurricane Huda in terms of like drama, and she's paired up with this cinnamon roll of a man, Chris, mm-hmm. and they break up on their very romantic date. They're like on this pond having dinner, and in the middle of their fight, there's a woman that comes out and just starts singing Blue River or Moon River. What is it? It was so uncomfortable. It was amazing television.
This is The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
And he said it again the other day. We came home and he's like, Mama, Leroy's not here because he's dead. Jesus. Yes.
That's a little tack, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know, right?
This feels a little bit like a segment from Ye Olde Gossip, because Richard Simmons is one of those celebrities that I'm like, yes, this is before my time. But his housekeeper, his former housekeeper, did a recent interview with the Today Show and had to clear up some things about Richard Simmons. So the interviewer asked his housekeeper whether or not he had any romantic partners and what their history was together. And her answer was very interestingly worded, to say the least.
What do you make of the speculation around Richard Simmons's sexuality?
That answer is for Richard, not for me.
Did he ever have a romantic partner that you know of?
Me? He never loved anybody like me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was my lover, not sexually, but he kissed me all the time.
So she says that they were lovers, but not in an intimate fashion.
Okay, one, I'm really upset with whoever is the interviewer there, mm-hmm. because that's such an invasive question.
It's terrible, man.
Like, I mean, the man is gone, and yeah. now you're trying to speculate on his, like, sexuality. Like, once the housekeeper said that's a question for him, not for me, that's when you bow out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she had to have known those questions were coming. Like, why else is Richard Simmons's housekeeper going to be on the Today Show unless she's going to give some juicy gossip?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She also had to respond to some of the rumors that she kidnapped him. Mm.
There are so many rumors and speculation that have come out saying you kidnapped him.
No, I think he kidnapped me.
So
she just left us with more questions.
Wait, what? Did she say he kidnapped me and then just laughed it off?
I
wonder, did she have a little crush on Richard Simmons? You know what I mean? Like, she's saying that they were lovers, but not in an intimate way. But she almost says it in a way that makes you think, like, did she want to be lovers? Did she feel kidnapped? Was her heart kidnapped by him? And that's why she worked with him for so long. You know, there's so many questions that I feel like we were left with after this interview.
She answered nothing.
Mo looks so confused.
I'm very confused. I don't know what just happened.
Something that is actually very exceptionally clear is Megan Thee Stallion's relationship status. So she has now hot girl summered her way into NBA girlfriend status because she hard launched her relationship with NBA star Klay Thompson over the weekend. She posted a photo where she was looking very good at a pool. And in the back, you can see her boyfriend, of course, now Klay Thompson, just laying in the back there, hanging out casually. They did a little bit of soft launching as well, where people had to do some sleuthing, where like photos were posted of her holding hands with someone. And you could tell that it was her specific acrylic nails. And so people kind of deduced the fact that they were together. So there's a new hot girl relationship out on the streets now.
I would say she upgraded, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Klay Thompson, I don't know why it was an odd pairing to me because of Klay Thompson's personality. I wouldn't have never seen that coming, but it makes perfect sense. They look good together.
What is his personality?
He's, Klay's like goofy and really quiet. And Meg is like the complete opposite. Like Klay doesn't really like attention at all. And so it was like an odd pairing, but you know, opposites attract. So I wouldn't have seen it coming, but now that I do, they look good together. It looks like it works.
The Burt Show.
Before we get into the entertainment buzz here, Mo, a question. Certainly not asking for myself because I'm not considering it. But how is No Marley July going?
Excuse me?
No Marley July.
No Bob Marley.
Oh, I got it. It's been easier than I thought, probably 80% of the time. But yep. I've had moments here and there where it was like, damn. This is kind of tough.
Last night at the Beyonce concert?
That was very tough.
Did you partake?
I did not.
Really?
I did not, man. And opportunities were there, like literally placed on my lap. But nah, I'm sticking to it. My goal is to at least, like bare minimal, get to, I'd say like 45 days. And then after that, if I can get it to where every once in a while, instead of how often I was going for it, then I'd be good.
I'm going to throw all sorts of things at you because I don't want to believe it's healthy. did the doctor say, like, this could be part of some of the medical stuff you're having?
Not at all.
He's not.
Not okay. at all. I just think, how do I explain that? The act of it alone, I don't think is an issue, but the results of the act of it and what I tend to do after that, like the way that I eat, the things that, okay. that's the issue.
I got
so
you.
So I'm trying to avoid the aftermath of it.
Okay, I got you.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
National Treasure Dolly Parton is opening up about what she's had the hardest time with since her husband's passing. But before we get into that, we got to get out of this shade that I'm feeling real quick from Hailey Bieber throwing a little bit of side eye towards Scooter Braun after he gushed over Justin Bieber's new album that he dropped surprisingly on Friday. This came out of nowhere, but I think with some context, it does feel a little bit more like the perfect time because last week he also settled with Scooter Braun over some money that he owed due to one of his tours that he had backed out of. So he is going to have to pay Scooter Braun $26 million because he backed out of his tour for health reasons. And then, of course, on Friday, he dropped Swag, this new album that I think a lot of people have been raving about. It's gotten mostly positive reviews from what I can see. Scooter Braun, of course, talked about how much he loved it, said that it felt very much like Justin kind of stepping into his own. And then a couple minutes after that, Hailey Bieber posts a Instagram story with the Mariah Carey song Obsessed playing over it with some big eyes over her face that make it look like she's kind of giving some shady side eye to where a lot of people feel like she's throwing a little bit of shade at Scooter Braun that he's quote unquote obsessed with Justin Bieber.
Wasn't there a story a while back about some kind of access that they were having an argument about who owed the other one so much money and Justin said, let's do an audit. And it came back where Justin owed Scooter more than he thought he did. Mm-hmm. And then they did a second audit and it was even more money that Justin owed.
The $26 million was actually surprising to me because when I reported on that story, I think Scooter had just given him like a number, like $1 million. Like, you owe me $1 million. Right. And Justin was like, I don't think that's right. So after Scooter had already gone in with his auditors, Justin hired the auditors that are behind like the Oscars, like, I mean, some of the biggest people in the entertainment industry to go in and do a audit for his business transactions. And then it found out that it was actually like $8 million or something even more insane. So the fact that we're now up to $26 million makes me think that things are a little bit more intense behind the scenes than what has been originally been reported.
So you could see from her perspective, if she thinks that Justin's being taken by Scooter Braun, for Scooter to make a comment, a positive comment about Justin's music, how she might be like, oh, come on, dude, this is all just for public.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because he wants people to like the album because he's going to get all the profits from him because Justin owes him $26 million. Yeah. So he needs Justin to sell some albums so he can get his money.
On the same team in that regard.
That's actually hysterical. And I feel like he's done similar things with other artists. Like, he just did a tell-all interview with Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO, and he was talking about the conflict with Taylor Swift, and they have a very notorious beef, and we don't really know what the details of that are. We have ideas, but we don't really know what the specifics of the story are. And the way he's explaining the conflict, he's so likable and he's so eloquent that it almost makes you want to believe him. But after seeing this go down with Justin Bieber and seeing that Justin Bieber, who owes a lot of his success to him, considering Scooter was the one that discovered him, and seeing Justin turn on him too, it makes me think like, wow, this guy just puts on a really good front. Like, he is his own PR team, his best PR face team, to where it looks like he can really cover up some of his big mistakes in the industry with just a smile and some pretty words. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.